Masechet Menachot, Perikud Gimel, Mishnah Vav, animal korbanot that are being brought voluntarily are olot and shelamim. An olah is brought from male cattle, sheep, and goats. Each one of these animals has a young type and an old type. An olah could be brought from either category, calves, bulls, lambs, and rams, kids, and he-goats. In Ola could be brought also from certain types of birds. Here the Mishnah is going to talk about somebody who made a swear to bring in Ola without specifying the type of animal, but they specified a type but forgot what they specified. The Mishnah will talk about a swear to bring a Shelamim and the Todah offerings, which is a form of Shelamim. Mishnah says, Hare alai Ola. Somebody says, I accept upon myself to bring in Ola offering, but they didn't specify which type of animal. Yavi keves, he should bring a lamb, which is the smallest animal fit for an olah. All the animals that could be offered as an olah, a male lamb, a young sheep, is the smallest. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, when you make an unspecific vow, you could fulfill it with the minimum requirement. You could fulfill it, so therefore you could fulfill it over here by bringing a lamb. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Otor o Bnei Yonah. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he could bring a dove or a young pigeon, which are types of birds that are allowed to be offered as an olah. There's no real machloket between Tanakh Kama and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Each one was teaching the law as it fit with his own town. Tanakh Kama lived in a place where whenever they used the word olah, they were talking about an animal olah. When they were talking about a bird olah, they would specify that it was a bird olah. So therefore, when someone used the word olah in his place, it was understood that they were talking about an animal, which is a bird, which is a lamb. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, whenever they used the word olah in his town, they were talking about a bird. So therefore, when the person said olah, they could fulfill their obligation by simply bringing a bird. Perashti min habakar ve'eni yodeya ma perashti. If someone says, I made a vow to bring in olah, and I specified what I was going to bring, but I don't remember which category I specified. Yavi pad va'egel. He brings both a bull and a male calf, which are the two categories of cattle. Fits both within there. So all types of cattle are brought, which is these two, a pad and an egel, a bull, and a male calf. He specified to bring one of them. He doesn't know which one, so therefore we say that he has to bring both of them. Min habehema ve'en yodeya ma perashdi yavi par ve'egel ayil gedi v'taleh. Somebody says, I know I made a swear to bring a type of animal as an olah, but I don't remember which type of animal I specified. We said that he has to bring every possible animal that fits within the category that could be an olah: a bull, a calf, a ram, a young goat, we call a kid, and a male lamb. In addition to that, he would have to bring an adult goat, even though it's not listed in the Mishnah, which is a sa'ir. It is listed in the Bartinura's version of the Mishnah. So he has to bring all the possibilities, all six animals that would fit within the category of a olah. Perashti v'en yodea ma perashti. He says, I know I specified my vow to bring a certain type of an olah, but I don't know what I specified. I don't know if I said it was going to be an animal or a bird. Mosif alehem tor uben yonah. He has to add to what we listed above, a dove and a pigeon. The two types of birds also could be fit for an olah, so he would have to bring all those animals that we mentioned before, plus these two birds, for a total of eight birds plus animals.